Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. Happy AEW Revolution Sunday. Sting's last match in a few short hours here. The show's about to start in, I don't know, an hour or so here. Really stacked card. We're going to break this down. A lot of the show is going to be this today. Sting's final match, obviously. AEW Collision last night hinted at a possible opponent for Mercedes Moné's first feud in AEW. If you didn't see Collision, who do you think it is? Write in the chat. Curious. You know what? I like this. I'm into this. Also, The Rock on SmackDown on Friday night. That was something. As we're doing this, I have it on just so I can remember because Friday was so long ago and I don't remember anything. That segment from beginning to end was what, like 40 minutes? 38 minutes, whatever it was. I was there for and a lot of criticism over this on why the almost, you know, first 40 minutes were dedicated to talking. I was at a SmackDown where the Bloodline came out. They did about 40 minutes and the entire arena ate it up. Nobody criticized the thing. So we'll talk about that. Also, a lot of passings in the world of professional wrestling. Virgil passed away. Ole Anderson. Very different generation of athlete. Very different generation of professional wrestler. We'll take some time and talk about this, especially Ole. And how instrumental this man was to the world of professional wrestling. All this and a whole lot more here on an AEW Revolution episode of Wrestling Observer Live. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Wake up, people. You are optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends 4th of July.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline Sunday Edition. We got a pay-per-view coming up very shortly that could be considered one of the most important pay-per-views for this company. With Sting's retirement, the last show before Mercedes arrives, last pay-per-view before Okada, potentially, and a whole lot of other things in this company. It is a transitionary year for AEW, and I want to take some time to talk about that. But I do want to talk about SmackDown. Also, I got a guest in the studio.
Me.
My daughter's here. Taylor's here hanging out for a couple minutes. So you're watching a pay-per-view tonight? Yes. Are you excited to watch a pay-per-view tonight? I know we're watching The Rock right now as we're doing the show. It's happening here. Taylor's going to be hanging out with me for a few minutes while we do this. That's a good shot. Let's get a wide shot of that. Let me see. Where's the wide shot? No? There it is. Look at that. It looks great. All right. Now we'll talk about professional wrestling. Bloodline segment. My kids went nuts for this. Taylor's here for this segment because she very much enjoyed watching SmackDown. It's interesting, right? The perspective of wrestling and how it changes as you get older and what you're into. You know, a lot of criticism. 42 minutes for this Bloodline segment. And I have to tell you, the amount of disenfranchised or casual or, you know, Twitter followers that only just watch the wrestling news, they don't really keep up with it. They were psyched for this. The amount of feedback that I got, listen, it speaks volumes, right? There's different levels of commitment and watching. There are people that watch the Mets only in the playoffs. There are people that only watch the Mets when they go to a couple games throughout the year. And there are a lot of people that watch the Mets every single game throughout the entire year. And they're committed to this because it's their franchise. Same thing goes for professional wrestling. 42 minutes. Roman Reigns comes out, does his Bloodline entrance. He comes out and starts speaking. He tried to get Glendale, there in Arizona, to acknowledge him. After the third time, he tried to leave, but Paul Heyman told him that they had to wait for The Rock. You could see how annoyed Roman was by this. Dwayne comes out, just insults the fans. Calls the people of Phoenix something I'm not too sure I could say on the radio. There was also a sign that they were trying to censor where it said "Die Rocky Die." Did you see this, Matt?
I did. I was perplexed and everybody else. I thought it was me. I thought it was my TV. I was like, what's going on? Why is it blacking out?
My daughter goes, what's, I think the TV's broken during the segment. And she's like, oh my gosh, why does that sign want him to die? Not to explain. I'm like, oh, it was like a thing. They chanted to him. But you know what's amazing? They obviously, the network didn't want this or WWE didn't want it. Someone didn't want it, right? But that whole Die Rocky Die thing was perpetuated by the WWE. It wasn't really a chant. It wasn't something that really existed. My God, look at Dewey come out with that shirt, huh? You saw that shirt? That was something.
That was a statement.
I would wear that.
He's playing that character, and you know, he's playing that Hollywood rock character.
That outfit is right up my Miami Andrew Zarian in Miami collection that I'll be launching this fall. The Rock comes out. He insults people. They counter-offered Cody's challenge here, which, it, I think I've been pretty vocal. I'm not a fan of this tag match. I got yelled at, right, by a professional wrestler. And he said, I don't know why everybody's complaining that they got to work two nights. These guys work two nights regularly. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm complaining about myself. I'm not complaining about them. I know they're totally capable of doing two nights. I just don't want to see them come out twice. Whatever. It could be a fantastic match, and I'll probably eat my words. And I'm almost convinced of it because of the hype around this. It's astronomical. Rock comes out. They do this challenge thing where if they win the tag match, if Cody and Seth win the tag match against The Rock and Roman, there's no bloodline interference. But if they don't, then it's bloodline rules. So I take it as they're going to lose somehow. Cody and Seth are going to lose that first night. And they're going to come up with some wacky stipulation. And somehow Cody will overcome all the odds. And it'll be The Rock that spoiled this world title reign that Roman had. Unprecedented. And now you're setting up for their program later down the line. Okay. I wanted to see it done this year. But this is the closest we've ever been. Did you like how they did this, Matt?
Yeah, I did. And I disagree with you a little bit.
Okay, tell me.
I think they might go the way of the bloodline winning at the tag match. And then so Cody has more odds against him, and he still somehow manages to because you need The Rock out there at ringside if they're gonna do what I think they're gonna do, and that's him
ultimately
costing him. So
can you imagine?
I think having them all out there and him overcoming everything is a better way to go. That's just me. I don't know.
I have fan fictioned the hell out of this match. And
I have led
down the road of Steve Austin comes and saves Cody at the end. That is the outcome that I have come up with here. Have you seen how jacked this man is on his videos, on his Instagrams, and it's all over TikTok now?
He looks remarkable.
He's doing the cold tank. He's doing the cold plunge stuff. He's really into this. He looks unbelievable.
Wow.
Listen, so this is where they're headed. They once again booked themselves into a weird scenario that they can't pivot out of. I do think it should be Cody's year. I do want Cody to win that title, but I also want to see The Rock and Roman. This is a compromise to keep all of us happy, I guess.
Understandable. And if they make all the way to next Mania, that match will be even bigger. And it won't have to be for the title.
Will it be bigger? You know, sometimes a year passing doesn't help. It's a real gamble they're taking here. They feel that this will be fine.
Well, I think they get enough promotion. It'll heat back up next year. By the time we get to WrestleMania 41, it will be big.
Tiffany Stratton defeated Naomi in 8 minutes. She had a great showing at Elimination Chamber last week. Bailey Dakota Kai.
She actually hit that moonsault. This is the first time she's hit it on the main roster.
Yeah,
right.
she finally hit it.
And it looked good. So there's that.
Dakota Kai and Bailey fought Asuka and Kairi Sane in an apparent no contest and went 4 minutes 30 seconds. So the story was Dakota pulled the Sid move where Bayley's actually begging to go for that pin, that tag.
If you remember, this was what Bayley did to Sasha like two, three years ago. She did the same exact thing, same movement and everything. Yeah. Someone on Twitter put it, did a side by side. It was almost the same thing. So yeah,
Perfect timing too, with the impending return of Mercedes to AEW, her debut. So this is where it's headed. Dakota jumped off the apron. Bayley attempted to make the tag. All of Damage Control attacked her. Bayley's now on her own going into WrestleMania. Later, Jade Cargill showed up for a quick face to face with Io, which was interesting. Braun Breaker in a squash with Zion Quinn, and Carlito defeated Santos Escobar in a street fight 11 minutes. That mask that Ray wore was very Muda-esque, huh?
Yes, yes. And your partner, Rich, pointed this out on the Matman podcast, and I didn't really catch it right away, but yeah, he's right.
I didn't either until I saw it. He caught that. And Austin Theory defeated... Austin Theory lost to Randy Orton in 9 minutes and 16 seconds. It was a decent SmackDown. I think the big story was the opening segment with The Rock and him acknowledging Roman as his tribal chief and everything else that they did. When we come back from break, we're going into this pay-per-view. AEW Revolution. An hour away from the time that this is happening. We'll be right back after this here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. there's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Do me a favor, follow me on Twitter, at Andrew Kasarian. I'm joined by a very special guest today. My daughter's hanging out with me. Hi, Taylor. You excited for the pay-per-view? Yes. We have made it a tradition in my house where the whole family watches these pay-per-views now. And it's become so much fun for me. Do you want to tell everyone how Dominic is your favorite wrestler? Yes. Dominic and Rhea, right? Yeah. I have a great story. We did the meet and greet at WWE, which blessed that I could do this. And my son is so excited to meet Dominic. And Taylor, he finally got up to him, and what did he call her? He called him. Hi, Domino. And Rhea turned around and goes, that's his new name, Daddy Domino. And we all had a great laugh. Let's go into this. AEW. Sting's final match. MG, my producer, he's already crying. The tears are already rolling down his face. Let's go into this. They got, they made some changes to this pay-per-view. It is stacked. I expect this to go long. You're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 matches here with the pre-show. 0 hour. You got the Bang Bang Scissor Gang. Anthony Bowen, Max Caster, Billy Gunn, Jay White, Austin Gunn, Colton Gunn. Against Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, Willie Mack, Isaiah Cassidy, Mark Quinn, and Satnam Singh. This is a random match that they have put here in the 0 hour. This continues the Jeff Jarrett. I guess he this is his crew, right? He has a crew of rejects. That's what it is. Just the land of misfits. But Jeff Jarrett.
This is typical AEW. Get these guys on the show on the 0 hour, and get them work.
Of course,
I don't mind this at all. This reminds me of how old pay-per-views used to be done.
Yeah, so you put a nice six-man or whatever it is to start it off. People get into it, and then you start the show. 0 hour also will have
crowd settled in.
Yeah. Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale against Julia Hart and Sky Blue. Very cool. All-Star Scramble match. This is for a future shot at the AEW World Championship. This changed here, right? This was the meat match. Wardlow, yes. Powerhouse Hobbs, mm-hmm. Lance Archer, Chris Jericho, Hook, Brian Cage, Magnus, but not that Magnus, different Magnus, CMLL Magnus, and Dante Martin. So I guess it was supposed to be Keith Lee and Miro in this match. It was supposed to be Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs, Lance Archer, I guess Brian Cage, Miro, and who did I say? Who else was it?
Lance Archer, Miro, Brian Cage, Wardlow.
Wardlow. I said somebody else. Keith Lee. There you go. Thank you. So my other producer in my other ear that doesn't have an ear. I thought it was interesting that they announced that. And then apparently nobody was ready, and it caused some confusion because Keith Lee's still hurt, and Miro apparently is hurt. He's been hurt since September. And I guess he only showed up for that final match at World's End for Andrade. Then he left again. I don't know. Who do you think takes this? Who should take it? I mean, it's really down to a couple people here.
Yeah, based on Collision, I feel like it's going to be Wardlow. That's my opinion. It's either him I guess it could be Jericho because that's who they highlighted on that promo last night. But it's either Power. I think it's going to be either Powerhouse Hobbs or Wardlow.
I think it's something good for someone like Hobbs to have, you know, and you could really have him, you know, whoever wins that championship. Let's say it's Joe, right? Let's by default say Joe retains. That's a cool match to see. I don't know. We'll see. I find this interesting that this is the replacement. It has to be somebody that was probably going to win that meat match, right?
Yeah. I think it's the same person. So I'm going to say either Hobbs or Wardlow.
John Moxley and Claudio versus FTR. This is their return match. They had that match on Collision a couple of weeks ago that ended in a time limit draw. And it was a good match, but you could tell that they were obviously holding back a lot of things, and I don't expect them to do so here. Another great match. There's a lot of match of the nights here, okay? Major contenders for match of the night, and I'm not even in it, right? I've already announced that would this match, the John Moxley, Claudio, and FTR match, you know it's going to be solid. The next match, however, on this, Will Ospreay, Takeshita, part of the Don Callis family, they teased at some dissension amongst them on Dynamite. I said this on Mat Men, and I think it got taken totally out of context here, okay? Did you see that post that everybody started posting? That post where everybody started posting. Sharing about the next generation of AEW talent that's going to be highlighted?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody, I don't know why people took what I said as the end-all be-all with nobody else involved. I was talking about the future of this company and who they're looking to highlight more in the coming year. And there's a lot of names. There's a tremendous amount of names here. I just happen to name a few. That doesn't mean that MJF isn't going to be, you know, in the mix on the top tier or Omega when he returns or Danielson. I was talking about that next generation of young talent that they are probably going to put emphasis on in this company. Did you see that at all? I was getting bombarded with messages about why them and no one else. You're going to tell me that MJF isn't getting a push? And I never said any of that.
Yeah, you just picked a couple of names. I think there are guys like Takeshita is going to be one of them.
I said Will Ospreay, Takeshita, Swerve, Hangman, Daniel Garcia, Orange Cassidy, and Okada when he returns. These are going to be obvious top names, and it's a very different top mix than we've seen previously. I'm not saying Daniel Garcia tomorrow, but you could obviously tell that they are planning something big with him. Swerve, we already know. Ospreay, we know. Takeshita, we know. But it's a very different group on that top level that they're trying to find that breakout star here. They already have a couple of them. It's a very different company. That was my point. My point was the top is no longer just going to be the Chris Jerichos, the Kenny Omegas, the Danielsons, or whoever else was interchangeable. Moxley. They are looking to revitalize this. And yeah, of course, those people that I mentioned earlier from the previous generation of AEW talent that was on the top will be in the mix. But you got the hottest talent in the business here between Ospreay, Takeshita, Swerve, Hangman, Garcia, Cassidy, and obviously Okada, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Yeah, I was listing off conversations and names from conversations that I've had. It wasn't a end-all, be-all. But you look at this card. Will Ospreay, Takeshita, this is going to be quite possibly a match of the night here, if they want it to be. You also have TNT champion Christian against Daniel Garcia. You know, I don't
Real
like...
Quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, can we go back to the Ospreay match for just a second? Will Ospreay, I think the story here is going to be him breaking away from Don Callis. And I think they'll make him a babyface.
That has to be the story
like
here.
New. Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, he comes off very natural as a heel, but I understand why you want to make him a babyface.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now. This company is changing for sure, and I think Tony has seen where it needs to go. These are just really key pieces to that puzzle. Young, healthy talent.
You want him a babyface at All In in Wembley, I think, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say you want him in a very key match at Wembley. I don't know if it's for the title or not. I would say that he is a future world champion in there, in that company, unless something tragic happens where things fall apart. But Ospreay is a future world champion. Takeshita, I don't know. It's still, he really is one of my favorites. He has a very unique look about him. There's something intriguing about him to me. Even though he doesn't say much, there's still something about him that elevates him. This is going to be my match that I want to see tonight. TNT champion Christian Cage defends against Daniel Garcia. This is just to extend the Edge feud here. By the way, we have another segment.
Adam Copeland.
We have another. Yes, Adam Copeland. I'm taking my time with this card, all right? Adam Copeland. This is just to extend that. So, I mean, listen, Garcia, I don't like to see this guy lose as much as he's losing, but I understand why he's here. And he's on the pay-per-view, and I know that they have plans for him, so we'll see where this goes. This is the match that a lot of people want to see. I'm going to talk about it in detail after the break because I'm very invested in this. AEW Continental Crown Champion, Eddie Kingston, defends against Bryan Danielson. This is a match that's been built up for a while now. This is the workers' title, I guess. If this is the workers' title, what's the international title? I guess every title's the
workers' title. The other workers' title.
The other workers' title. I mean, every title's a workers' title.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline, continuing our preview to AEW Revolution. Very soon. I think the pre-show started already. So we'll hurry up here. We were talking about Eddie Kingston and Bryan Danielson. And man, you know, you got to, for all those detractors out there for this company, I get these. Extremely, like, I want this company to go away. It's such a waste. A guy like Eddie Kingston is making a tremendous salary. You don't want to see that. You don't think these guys and women deserve a place to go outside of one company that's going to pay them a great salary and put them on national television and allow them to continue what they've been doing for 20 some odd years, like an Eddie Kingston. It's insane to me. Eddie defends the title against Bryan Danielson. This is going to be a very hard-hitting match. Who takes it? Taylor, Eddie Kingston or Bryan Danielson? Who wins the title? Pick one. No right or wrong answer here. Eddie Kingston or Bryan Danielson? Eddie Kingston. All right, that's your answer here. I'm putting my money on Eddie. AEW International Champion Orange Cassidy defends against Roderick Strong. Another. This could be a sleeper. I want to see Roddy get that title. You know, Orange has done a great job with that international title. It was the All-Atlantic Championship. He lost it. He won it. He's had this thing for a while now. I would love to see Roderick Strong with it and see what he could do. It is... You know, the presentation of Roderick Strong, I didn't really care for with the Adam Cole stuff. I still have no idea where this is going. It's all over the place. The devil, who's the devil, and then it went nowhere. I hope this is somewhat of a reset for this guy. And we get Roderick Strong in a very different position where he's back to being the worker.
Don't you think they're just kind of in a holding pattern until Adam Cole gets cleared? I feel like this whole
thing, you know what? I
got to
tell you,
down.
I don't. You think that's a good question? Do you think the audience is going to care as much?
Yeah. So remember, the whole Bang Bang Gang, Scissor Gang thing was to combat this new Adam Cole alliance or his faction. So they said we got to get together, and now they're in a holding pattern too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't love it. I don't. Yeah, and I've been, as you said that, I'm trying to find a clip here that I cannot find. I don't know. I'm not loving it, but we'll see where it goes. I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. AEW Women's World Champion Toni Storm defends against Deonna Purrazzo.
I'm looking forward to this action.
You know what? I hope they have a great match because Tony's been wrestling a very different style, and it's not translating as well as some people hoped. But the character's fantastic, so I'm curious what Deonna and her are going to do. Also, last night on Collision, did you guys catch that little hint from Serena? Did you catch it?
I did. I did. I caught it right away. I thought.
What did Deeb say?
She said, I'm the boss, or I'm the final boss.
I'm the final boss.
Yeah. And I'm the greatest, and she really, it's a subtle hint, and I don't know if that's where they're going, but. I mean, that would be a great first feud to bring Mercedes in.
I think
that gets her on Collision to help maybe boost those ratings.
Interesting. I think her. I want to see. Who else do you want to see with Mercedes?
Oh, I think there's countless, man. Of course, Toni Storm. Her and Britt Baker is money, and I think you're gonna end up paying off the her and Saraya thing.
Her and Saraya get paid off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
there's going to be a lot of these.
There's a lot of interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. Tony Storm, Deonna Purrazzo. I think Tony retains this in some weird, wacky ending.
With Mariah May involved.
I'm sure. For sure. And Dr. Luther or Mr. Luther or whatever they call him now. The butler, Luther.
Just Luther.
That guy's had a hell of a career, huh? Good to be friends with Chris Jericho. He was a deathmatch guy in FMW. It's great to see. And now was he FMW now or was he Wing? FMW.
I think it was FMW.
Amazing. Now he's a manager. He's a butler now. Wrestling changes. You could become a Frankenstein monster, and then you could turn into a butler. It's great. Three-way match. AEW World Champion. Samoa Joe defends against Swerve Strickland and Hangman Page. They did a great swerve, for lack of a better term, on Dynamite, where Hangman came out with the crutches, and he kind of bowed out of the match. Joe comes out. Swerve is out there, and Hangman attacks Swerve. You know, part of the story to me is going to be that I feel that they're going into, which they have. They've told this story a little bit. It's not about what Hangman wants. Hangman doesn't care about that world title. It's more about preventing Swerve from getting it. And that's really what it's coming off as. And I like that. That's a good story to tell. You know, I feel like Swerve's time is coming as world champion. You know,
I don't think it's tonight, but
I don't think it's tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving you any inside info or anything like that. I would never ruin a pay-per-view on a pay-per-view night, but I just feel like, you know, Joe could use this title a little bit longer.
It's going to mean more. Whoever takes it from him will mean more.
And you got more story, right? You got Double or Nothing in May. You got that potential April pay-per-view. The rumored date is the end of April. A day of after a national holiday.
Mm-hmm.
For some, right? That day's I think for Rob Van Dam, that's a national holiday. That's a rumored story here, right, that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. I think Double or Nothing would be a great moment. I think All In would be a great moment. I think All Out would be a great moment. You know, if Swerve is getting the title, then you could do it big. I don't like a rush story here, but this is interesting. You know, the story with Hangman is going to continue. Joe, great looking world champion. Let's see where this goes. Who do you think takes this? You think Joe takes it?
I think Joe retains, yes.
Okay.
Especially since it's not going to be the main event. I think it's, you know,
it is not. No, because the main event here in a nearly sold out Greensboro Coliseum, as sold out as you could hope for, 16,000 plus in that building, maybe 17,000 in that building by the time tonight rolls, you know, the last person enters that building. You got the AEW Tag Team Champions, Sting and Darby Allin, for Sting's final match, his retirement match, against the Young Bucks. You know, just from beginning to end, I'm curious how this happened. Obviously, Sting wanted the Bucks. Sting is not going to do a single. Some people thought that it maybe could be a world championship for Sting's last match. People wanted it to be a singles match or somebody from his past that was his opponent. But those guys are not there anymore. Those guys don't exist as much, especially in this capacity to do a main event match. This is going to be very good. I don't think this is going to be a bad match or a bad story. Just I'm very curious on how they end it. Do we get an uplifting final moment with Sting holding that tag title and he retires it on Dynamite and he leaves and they do a tournament? Do they do a schmoz? Do they bring people out from Sting's past? Again, I don't know who would be available to do that.
I know they've talked about Magnum TA and others. There's going to be some people there. Now,
I'm sure there will be some people there.
There's going to be a big celebration in the ring after, I would have to think.
I don't know, but how do you think they should end this? Should Sting and Darby retain, or do you do the tradition and you pass it along to the next guy?
I personally, for me, the way I would do it is I would have him retain in some sort of dramatic way. They lay it down. They relinquish the title. And then on Dynamite this week, they can do a qualifier. So whoever wins the FTR, Claudio and Moxley match, is one opponent, and then they do a qualifier on Wednesday, and then at the big business show the following week, they have the tag title match to retain for a new tag title. That's how I would do it. I don't know if that's right, but...
That's fine. I'm okay with it. I'm going into this with very little expectation. I don't like creating this, like, this is how it should go and then being disappointed. I think it's really important to just let things think, let these things play out sometimes. And that's what I'm doing. However, you know, if there was ever a great example on something AEW was able to do where other wrestling promotions have not been able to do, and that's not ruin the freaking legacy of top older talent. WWE, I don't know why they have this inability to ever do right. I guess it's a Vince thing.
Yeah, he wanted to rib everybody and humiliate them to a certain extent. And I don't think Tony has any intention of doing anything like that.
Do you know, I'm going to give you one name, okay? Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle's final run in that company. You took this guy, you told everybody he's one of the greatest talents you've ever had. Even outside of your company, you've respected this. He shows up and he's losing everywhere and he's goofy. And I get that he's not as mobile, but you know what? You do your best to protect that guy. Hogan was the only one, really, that they protected like that.
There was iffy stuff in there, but yeah, you're right.
You know, Hogan, they protected. Flair, they made him do all these ridiculous things that made him senile. They bring back these legends. They're in these backstage segments. They're doing the tutti frutti, and they're acting senile. While
They downright humiliated Mark Henry on the way out. Remember that?
Yeah. The Big Show, they made him cry every week. Dusty. They brought Dusty out. They had him, emasculated by Stephanie McMahon. It is so bizarre how they do it. But in AEW, you know, every one of these older names that they've brought back, even for just like one-off matches or whatever they're doing, it's been with tremendous respect. Rob Van Dam is a great example of this. He's having a blast doing this. They've brought, you know, Sting, one of the best final runs that you could ever imagine. They treated him as a special attraction. He never lost. He did, you know, bare minimum. They treat him like, listen, he's a 60-something-year-old guy. We understand the value in him. And we're gonna have him look as good as possible, not a weak, frail man.
Correct.
And at the end of the day, guess what? It's all make-believe anyway. Why not have that as the send-off? Why not make him into this special attraction and this larger-than-life person? I love how they booked this man. And this is coming from someone that grew up on the East Coast, on the Northeast. Sting was not the man for you. You know, that WCW run, the only reason why I ever got to experience it the way that I did is because I had a grandmother that loved WCW. For a lot of other people, that was their Hulk Hogan. That was their ultimate warrior.
And for me, that's who you grew up with.
And I think it's amazing that we are finally getting a proper send-off here. No matter what they do tonight, this will be a very memorable night, and it shows you how important Sting was to professional wrestling. Because in a cold period for AEW, they were able to sell 16,000 plus in the Greensboro Coliseum, a building that generally has not done well for them. Or WWE, you know, it's a hard building to fill at this point. Let's all enjoy this tonight. When we come back, we're still got to talk about a couple little things here on Wrestling Observer Live. But let's enjoy this tonight. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Final few minutes of the show. I didn't touch on this, and I'm going to talk about a couple Sting moments, but the Tony Khan media call backed up exactly what I had reported a year ago. Tony said that he sees him running about 9 to 10 pay-per-views per year in addition to the 3 Ring of Honor is running. So what does that bring you up to? 12. MG, you could do the math. He also expects a huge increase in media rights deals in 2025. Moving them from startup status to established. The meat match was pulled because of injuries to Miro and Keith Lee. He teased something exciting for the fans at the show in Atlanta, March 6th. The new set's coming. Tunnels are back, baby. I saw it. Looks great. Khan said Sting is always welcome to AEW and hopes to be involved with the company after this. Talking about Sting, we got about a minute here. Top moments in Sting's career. I want the chat room to just rapid fire them right now. MG, what was yours?
Well, when he first came in, he was the he was in Mid-South, and I remember him with the Hot Stuff International, and he was a heel. And yeah, and that was his only heel run, and then he became awesome in WCW. Of course, the rappelling out of the helicopter in Club La Bella is something
that I remember seeing
live. And I was like, is he going to die?
I got to tell you, my first memory of Sting, real memory of Sting, was him and Flair. Probably 89-ish. His feud with Rick Rude, his feud with Vader. My introduction to Mick Foley is through Sting.
Cactus Jack.
Him and Cactus Jack on WCW. A lot of great memories. You know, it's an end of an era. A lot of us are of the age that we remember Sting as a kid, and I think it's great that we get to experience this in a few short hours to see his final match live on pay-per-view in front of a nearly sold-out crowd. We'll see y'all next time. Wrestling Observer Live! Take care.